Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Sometimes trail mates slow you down. They lag. They curl, if you will. Well, now, friends, we're going to do something that gets them going on the trail. It's called Fire Friends. Heat-sensitive AI creatures. You stick anywhere on your mate's shoes when they're falling behind, and the AI will heat their feet and make them run faster than Forrest Gump. Check it out at sweatyaitoes.pu. Hey, hello, hello, and hello again, everybody. This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who uses bug guts as toothpaste, giving him that shiny brown smile, Carl Manrioli. There he is, the legend himself.
Welcome to the Backpacking Delicious Podcast. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man that thinks that doctors who prank their patients are called psychologists.
Oh, wow. Never gets old. Never gets old. You sleep with those jokes and you love them. I love it.
Dream about them.
Dream every day.
All right. So we've got a trail. We've never done a trail pranks episode, my friend.
We haven't.
No.
In 7 years.
We've talked about it. We've talked about pranks, right?
We haven't addressed pranks directly like this.
Yeah. Not for a full episode. Yeah. We've got like ideas, a ton of ideas from our past trail pranks to future trail pranks, ones that we might do this summer. We got all sorts of goodies.
Yeah. Hopefully nobody writes in and says, was this episode a prank? Because it was so bad, right? Hopefully this is a fun episode for everybody.
This one's coming out before April 1st, so I don't think that they would think that.
This will be good fodder for people if you want to prank your buddies. Yeah.
And so we've got, we're calling them mean trail pranks, but really, at least for me, I like to do trail pranks that are not mean-spirited. It doesn't always work out. I try. Well, am I wrong? Have you ever felt really bad about yourself based on a prank that I've done? Like, you felt really bad about yourself.
Well, I'm more thinking of other people. No, I felt duped once.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the deal, right?
It was a legit prank. I mean, I think I even said it was a good prank. You got me. Okay. You definitely got me on this. And I'm sure you'll talk about it. So
we'll talk. Yeah, we're going to go through all of them. We have a lot of them that we've been putting out, like not just in our documentaries that we put out, you know, from years past, but also on YouTube Shorts. We kind of revisit some of those. Well, we should put one out this week. Maybe we'll have one out this week, too. We'll find out.
Let's get them out there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're going to review those and come up with some new ones. But first, we've got our Bible verse of the episode, Proverbs 10:23. Doing wrong is like a joke to a fool, but wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding.
Ooh, that's deep.
Are pranks doing wrong by others?
But sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes, Carl.
Do you tell?
I think, well, here's what I think. Okay. I'm going to break it down. If you Please. Don't have, if you don't have a rapport with the people, then the prank's going to land wrong. Right. So like in the past, when me and some buddies used to sabotage some of our friends that were either girls or guys, whether we like go to their house and like throw manure all over their driveway or like
what? You went to somebody's house and threw manure over their driveway?
We hooked up the door with the hose and we had them like open the door and the hose squirted through the door. We put couches with dog food. We dropped off dryers and washing machines on the driveway. We put couch cushions in the jacuzzi. We put sand in
heard any of this stuff.
Sand inside the houses. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. Hopefully the police aren't listening.
You are the culprit for those types of pranks, is what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah. And those for the most part, I don't know why we kept doing them. For the most part, they would always backfire and somebody, like one of the girls or one of the guys, would be like legit upset.
I wonder why, because those are mean-spirited. Those are mean.
And then they would get us back, like they would cut. I think it was Knowlton's wife and some friends. They cut the power on Super Bowl Sunday right at halftime.
They did.
At the house, and we had to go somewhere else to watch the game. That was pretty.
Derek's talking about they used to host Super Bowl Sunday years ago, and so they had a big old party. Yep. And as revenge, they just like unplugged the cable from the cable box or something.
No,
right?
They had a cable. One of them knew a cable guy.
Okay.
And he came and helped them like disconnect the cable so he couldn't get it back on.
Dude, that guy's got to get fired for that, right? Like,
I would think at the time, I'm like, I didn't even think of that though, because we didn't know.
Yeah. Tell genius. On him. You should have told on him.
So genius. Yeah.
I mean, in retrospect, that you probably deserve that, but those are all mean-spirited. We don't want to be that mean-spirited. We don't want people angry. We want people like, oh, you got me. We want people. We're calling these mean trail pranks. I think, I'm with you. If you don't have the right rapport with the person, so the hope is you have the rapport. And I might explain to you how these can really go mean, like, especially on our future trip. And so you can.
Like, I would never do a prank where, because I know you hate mice. And I know, like I'm never going to do a prank where you, like, fall into poop. Something gross like that.
Like Biff and manure?
Like Biff and manure,
All right. Well, we can talk about pranks that take it too far. You had a suggestion a couple years back that we never did that I thought took it too far. We can talk about that stuff too.
Oh, so, I'll talk about it. Yeah.
So buckle up, everybody, because
I'm sure.
This is going to be a doozy here. All right. So
here we go.
Here we go. All right. So let's start off with the pranks that we've already done. All right. Let's go with, it'd be awesome if you could go chronological so you can see like the minor or major escalation.
I don't know if I can remember that far back.
Okay.
Well, I started with the cinnamon bears.
Okay.
Was that what it was?
Kind of close. It's like trash, right?
Trash. Yeah. Like a wrapper here.
Yeah.
A wrapper there. You get home, you find it in your pack, or like 3 days into the trip, you're like, why is this some? Oh, he got me.
Yeah. Just putting trash in his pack. That's like, lightweight. Like
level one.
Level one minor. Okay.
Like if you're not putting trash in your friend's backpack, are you really having fun? Let's start there.
I think I value creativity and I value next level stuff. And so for me, I'm like kind of over that personally.
You're above the trash. You're above
it. If I find the trash, I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not like, you got me. I don't really care.
Right,
it's so lightweight. It doesn't matter that much. So that's not going to offend me or bother me. Here's where you escalated it. This is a few years back when we were in Glacier National Park. I don't think you understand like how much effort I had to go through to fix this. This is when Derek got like, I don't know. It was like a,
dramatize it. I'm going to correct the dramatization. Tell your version.
He got like an Nalgene bottle full of salmon juice and then he pours it down.
The drama.
He got like
queen.
A salmon packet and he put it like back behind or like next to the frame of my backpack. And it sat there for the last like day of the trip until I got home. Basically
when I put it in though, to be fair, it was like a 3-inch by 4-inch or 5-inch thing.
Yeah.
And I sealed it and then put it back there. Now, I don't know if there's any like there's probably some residue juice.
No, it wasn't sealed. This is like incorrect memory.
What do you mean it wasn't sealed? Well, then maybe it came unsealed. I made sure it was sealed.
Oh, are you talking about like on the packet itself? Like it had a Ziploc on the packet?
It had this. I remember sealing it. I don't know what happened to it after that, but maybe
it doesn't
there was some
matter. Extra there's juice. Like in the top part of the part that you peel, there's still salmon.
That's what I'm saying.
In that.
That's what I'm saying. At the top, maybe there was some juice and pieces.
Yeah,
of fish.
Of course. And so, I want to say I spent at least $20 to clean the thing, to clean the pack. I tried, the baking soda. I ended up having to use like some sort of like car air sterilizer, but then it made the pack smell like whatever scent that was, and I had to air it out for weeks. Like I'm not joking, man. It was for weeks. I didn't like that one.
So what's your Venmo? I'll send you $20.
Really,
Carl?
Okay, I'll take it. $20 plus inflation. Thank you. Okay, so, and so then, I don't know, it was like the next year on our podcast, I told Derek on our upcoming trip, I am going to get you to carry something from my pack and you're going to choose to do so.
Mm.
So we were in Olympic National Park and how did it go down, Derek?
That was probably your best executed prank.
Oh, 100%. Of all time. 100%.
Because, so he got this bag of like food and snacks, like a big old bag of like tons of food. And I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. He leaves it out, but he hikes ahead.
I left it. So we're at a rest stop, and I leave it next to my pack.
And he made it look like he just left it and forgot it. And right. then, like, I don't know if you, did you employ Rocky and Knowlton there to, like, dude, make sure he, like, you know.
No. The only thing I did was I made sure the camera was on.
Mm. So they knew. So they knew something was up.
One of the guys did. Yeah, one of the guys knew something was up. Yeah. But you can see that. The time frame from me getting up and leaving to you finding the food is seconds.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. And yeah. I almost, because I think I saw it and I was like, oh, because I saw it on the trail. I'm like, oh, I'm going to prank him with this bag. And I'm like, hide it. And then I didn't even think like about what you'd said like months before about it. So, of course, I carry it. And then you stop and you're like, you know, hey, by the way.
It's like 2 miles down the road, yeah.
I gotcha. And I'm like, oh, no. And then everybody's laughing at me. It was hilarious. And you were so proud of yourself.
I was, because I gotcha. I predicted it and it worked. Now, you could have actually won that prank because all you had to do was simply leave it, right?
I could have left it. Or I don't know if I want to say Rocky almost. Was it Rocky? One of them almost grabbed it and was going to carry it. And I was like, no. I got this.
Yeah. Had you left it and had you like explained to everybody, hey, I want Carl to come back for this, so I would have had to add basically 4 miles of the day, you would have won that round.
Note to self, like if there's anything out of the ordinary that happens, like something like that, I have to like pause and be like, let me just avoid this situation. Right. And like, what are the other guys doing there? They're like happy to leave it? That's strange. Like, why are they okay if I take it, but they don't want to take it?
Well, you found it so fast. I think it wasn't.
I know. I didn't give him a chance.
Curious, yeah.
I didn't give him a chance.
So, yeah, so I got you on that one, but you could have gotten me, and you took it well, so, you know, props to you for that one.
It was a good prank.
You actually owned up to it. You know, like, the next prank that I did, you did not own up to. You're like, no, really, you're pranking yourself, and everybody else realized that I got you again.
No, everybody didn't realize it. Okay, you're talking about the rock in the pack?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The rock in the pack was ridiculous.
All right, so here's how this one went down.
Please.
All right, so here's how this one. So this is the very next, like, July trip. Mm-hmm. We get to camp. I'm down by the lake. I set up the camera to kind of have some evidence. I grab, like, a 5-pound rock, and I say, I'm going to put this rock in my pack and carry it up to where we were camping out, and I am going to pull it out in front of everybody and try to frame Derek. So that was on camera. We have the evidence. I go up, I set it up, I pull it out, and I try to get you and me in the same shot, and it worked out, thankfully. And so all I do is I pull it out. I don't accuse anybody, and you got super serious. You're like, dude, I swear I didn't do it. I swear. That wasn't me, man. I swear. Like, you got so borderline rattled, I want to say.
Let's go further back, though, before that rock in the pack, because there was a trip before that where – there was a rock in your pack, and it was pretty good. And you carried it for a while.
I remember that. Which trip was that?
The original rock in the pack. You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
That was
which
me.
Trip?
I finally am going to admit this on camera. I put the rock in your pack originally. It was like a 5-pound rock. And you got to camp, and you're like, are you serious? Who put this rock in my pack? Did you put a rock? And I didn't admit it because you were like legit annoyed. I think. I don't know. So I had that.
So because of that prank, we did a trip to Capitol Reef, a Patreon trip, and I had rocks in my pack nonstop.
And that trip, I will say, I didn't do any of those. Yeah, other people are putting them. I didn't need to. But because I originally put a rock in his pack, like a trip before that or something, so I had this in the back of my mind. I'm like, oh, he's like legit, because he kept, like, before this prank, quote unquote, he would like complain about the rocks in the pack. He's like, I'm so over it. This is seriously like not cool. Like, my feet were getting, I had an injury, blah, 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 blah. Nobody knew. So he does this, and I wanted him to make sure that he knew that I didn't do it. So, of course, you come up, and I'm like, yo, I'm serious? Like, I did not, you know, do this. I think it's on camera. Like, I did not put this in your pack. Mm. But I was like, you guys kept pushing it, and then I confronted Knowlton. I'm like, Knowlton, did you do it? And then he's, like, lying to my face. I'm like, yeah, something's off with him. And I'm like, this seems like a setup. You didn't hook, line, and sinker. I didn't buy it. I just didn't buy it. I'm like, no, who did it?
There was a guy in the background who basically just like, he figured it out on the spot. He's like, Carl put it in his own pack.
Yeah.
But nobody listened to him. And I just deleted that part off of the footage so it wouldn't remind you. But nobody was listening to him. And I was like, he just figured it out like immediately.
Yeah.
It was so kind of funny.
I'm a Carl putting rocks. But,
so here's, I value, you know, I value creativity. I don't, so like putting a rock in a pack, that's an age old prank. People have been doing that for decades. I value creativity. So I thought, like, framing you was the creative part of that.
No. But it's still got you to carry a rock in your pack, regardless if you're framing me. Like, you're still doing it.
Yeah, just up from the, I mean, literally, it was like 100 yards.
Irrelevant.
100 yards.
It's still walking.
No.
Just, yeah. So. Okay.
You can convince yourself that.
You pranked yourself, but thought you were pranking me.
Exactly. If you feel like that makes you sleep better at night, go for it.
That whole prank went down, and I did not walk away from that being like, oh, I got duped again. Like, I did not. Yeah, I didn't feel
well,
that.
Everybody else thinks that, so that's okay.
Incorrect.
All right, so then fast forward to, let's see, I'll talk about some failed pranks that happened. But we had two pranks that happened on last summer's trip. All right, okay. Do you have either one of those?
No, I'm not remembering right now. What was?
Okay, because we literally talked about one in the last episode.
Give me a cue.
The gummy bear.
Oh, the gummy bear car. Yeah, that was not, Moulton did that trick. That was great. Yeah,
so it's still part of our crew. So what happened?
So again, this is like the rock in his own pack. He carries two... Like, what were they, 3 pounds each?
They were like a pound each.
A pound each?
They felt heavier, but I weighed them afterwards.
These huge gummy bears, Nolan puts in his own pack and carries probably like a majority of the trip.
Yeah, the whole trip, yeah.
The whole trip. And then he goes up on top of a mountain by himself and does some film footage and then somehow magically comes back down and puts them in your pack. And then it was like, oh my gosh.
After we got to camp.
And then, oh my gosh, Carl has like gummy bears in his pack. And I'm like, dude, but you carried those the whole way?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And it reminded me.
He got me on that one. Like, I thought that I had been carrying them the whole time. And this is after Derek, speaking of putting things in the pack, this is after you put the camera gear that you were supposed to carry, the only group gear you had for the trip, in my pack. I've been carrying that for the last... At that point, it was like half the day. And so then I was like, this plus the gummy bears. And so I actually put this clip onto YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah.
People can tell, like, I'm holding in my anger, basically.
This is why you're becoming one of those people. It's like, do I want to prank Carl? Or is he going to
No, it's not that. It's do you want to keep on, like, loading me up with stuff?
Because
it's not creative. You just keep on putting junk in my pack.
But then you're putting stuff in your own pack. So people are going to be like, oh, he clearly thinks it's funny. Let's...
But now we're talking 4 years ago, right? So now we're pretty far past that.
Maybe if you wanted to be creative, let's get away from like stuff in the pack altogether. Whether it's
Thank you for saying that.
Good.
Because that's what I want to say. I'm specifically inviting our entire group to listen to this episode because whether it's from our crew, whether it's on a Patreon trip, I'm going to say no more junk in other people's pack. It's not very creative. It's just like, it's kind of lame. And so.
But see, this is what I feel like you do. Because you're the target, you get annoyed and you're like, you know what? Trash in the pack, rock in the pack.
You're the one that suggested it. I'm
saying if you want to get more creative, okay. If that's more creative for you, I think it's more like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a shtick now.
I haven't put anything in anybody's pack.
I know, but you don't, like, you have become this target of having something be in your pack.
It's not fun anymore. I'm just going to tell you that. So
we've got that message loud and clear.
Yeah. I don't know if I can emphasize this enough. Don't do this. Do not do this. I'm not going to invite you on the following trip. I'll probably laugh it off in the moment. Oh, haha, you got me again. But internally, I'll be like, yeah, if you don't want me grabbing trekking poles and smashing them on the trail like Derek, then don't do that. Okay.
Okay. Let's not get defensive with the trekking poles. So let's just clarify. Let's just clarify for all listeners. Okay. Yeah. If I put some more lightweight trash in your pack, as opposed to a rock in your pack, which one's going to bother you more? The heavier one.
Yeah, of course.
So it's the weight, right? It's the
weight. Yeah, 100%.
For sure. Okay.
I've had pounds in my pack for years now, and I'm not as interested in that. So
what if I like smeared animal feces on your bottom of your pack or something?
Was this one of your suggestions for the trip?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. So we'll get to that. All right. Let's talk about the other. So the last prank that I want to highlight, that this one actually worked.
Yeah,
we got this one on camera too. This is day one, probably just like a couple hours into the trip. We keep on kind of like leapfrogging.
This is pretty funny.
But anyway, so we're leapfrogging these ladies, and they're just like fun ladies. They're just like kind of goofing around. They're just joking with us. And so I get ahead a little bit, and I say, hey, can you pretend to like recognize me as like part of the Backpacking and Blisters podcast, but not recognize Derek.
and
she was a great actress. And she's like, she called us like Backpacking and Bushes or something.
Yes.
She's like, oh yeah, you're Carl from Backpacking and Bushes. and then somebody else like was like, hey Derek, like you got a fan or something. And you're like, oh yeah. And you kind of walk up and she's like, yeah, well, I recognize you, but not you.
Yeah, it was funny.
So that was good. Yeah, that was good. Well, and that was like we got the right group of people to do that. So
that all worked out perfect for you.
Yeah. All right.
I'm proud for you.
Okay. So yeah, all right. Yeah. You got a good attitude about it.
Yeah, I like a good prank.
Let me tell you about a failed prank.
Oh boy.
I've tried to get you multiple times with this. I brought this on multiple trips and I can't pull it off, man.
Maybe just retire it.
It's a fun one. And this is, I don't know how unique this is. Okay, so you get a toy, like a rubber snake. All right? Listen. It looks real. And then
that's the hard part.
Yeah, like mine looks pretty good because it's like, yeah, it looks legit. So then you tie around the neck of it, you tie some fishing line, and then you can tie that off to like some sort of clip or even like one of those, you know, keychain carabiners, okay? And then you hook it to somebody's backpack and you're talking to them. Somebody else is like talking to them in front, be like, ooh, you got a snake behind you. And then when you turn, because it's connected to you with the fishing line, it looks like it's jumping at you. So it looks like it's moving at you. And so it just like your natural reflex is to jump. Mm-hmm. I've been pranked by this. Like somebody got me. This has happened to me. And so I thought it was funny. And so I've carried the stinking snake on 3 trips now.
What was your reaction? Did you jump?
Squeal? Oh yeah, it looks real. I was inside a building and it still freaked me out. Like there's no reason why that snake should be there.
Yeah, because you're not thinking rationally.
Yeah, for sure. So I've tried to prep the prank twice. Once I was like, hey guys, hey, just so you know, coming up, this is an area known for snakes. And I like announced that to the group. I couldn't get it set up. Then last trip, I had Justin Outdoors do a little video like, hey guys, we're coming up to like a snake zone and just kind of be aware that, you know, just like watch your feet kind of stuff. And then I was like, Derek, okay, hey, Derek, let's do a video where we're just kind of like narrating what's going on. And then I give the snake to another guy, the guy that got me on the prank the first time. And then he was supposed to sneak up behind you and clip it to your pack while we're on video, like fake narrating. And as I'm starting it, he and then the rest of the group that's in on the prank is standing behind the camera just staring at us. And I'm like, all right, are you guys ready? And then they're like, yeah. Are you really ready? Like you need, and I can't say like walk behind me, right? Because I don't want to give it away. And they just were staring at us. And I was like, all right, Derek, let's do this later. And then it didn't happen. So
I remember that moment. That's good.
So
that's good. So you carried a how big is this rubber snake?
Like with all the, you know, like I don't know, it's probably like
2 pounds, like
6-7 ounces.
Okay, so you're adding more weight.
I want to try again, man. Can you and I do this to somebody on the trail this year?
I'll help you do it now that I'm aware of it.
Okay.
Let's pick somebody and just try to get them.
Well, we're pretty far out from the trip still. Can I still get you with this?
I mean, maybe. Go for it.
Like, will you forget about this?
Oh, yeah. I'll forget about the snake. Hey, dangling from my pack? Is that what you're saying? It's going to be dangling from my pack. And I'm not going to...
Yeah, like, well, it'll be on the ground. Not dangle from your pack. It'll be on the ground, but when you move, it'll, like, jump up at you.
Oh, like when I move my pack?
Yeah, when you turn around to look at it. Like, if I'm like, hey, you got a snake behind you.
Maybe. I don't know. Or we can employ each other and two prank masters and try to get somebody legit.
Well, I'm telling everybody, I'm warning them to listen to this episode ahead of time so they have full notice.
Full knowledge.
Yeah, full knowledge.
I don't think it'll matter.
Okay, we'll try it.
Yeah.
We'll try it both ways. Okay, all right. So there you go. That's our history of pranks and failed pranks. So, all right. So let's talk about some like entry level. What's kind of an easy prank that we haven't tried that maybe somebody should try out there? Yeah.
I mean, entry-level prank. I mean, there's a prank you can, like, paperclip the zippers together on a tent and, like, lock your, you know, mates in a tent.
Wait, so you're on the – you got to explain, buddy. So you're on the outside of the tent.
So, like, you're on the outside of the tent. You hear people in the tent.
Yeah.
The tent's closed.
You hear people in the tent.
Creepy, I know.
Okay.
And then you sneak up ever so quietly like a little church mouse, and you slip in like a – you bend a paperclip through – you know, there's usually 2 zippers.
Yeah.
You bend it through the loops.
It's like a lock.
Tie it off. Yeah, like a lock, and then let the rest happen naturally, and that's pretty much it. And then they have to like struggle to get out. And they're gonna be like, I can't open the zipper, help me! Like how much drama will be created because they can't get out of the tent, and you'll have to go unlock them eventually. So that's one idea. That's a basic. Okay. You know,
I like that one. That's a good one. Not so good if like the person in the tent suddenly has like explosive diarrhea and has to get out of the tent because then you're sabotaging the tent.
Well, that's why you do it with a tent you're not sleeping in.
Fair. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not locking you in our tent. That'd be stupid, you know.
This one is great. So I got one great for kids and teenagers, especially if they're like new to backpacking or new to hiking. All right. So this one, you just show them ahead of time, like show them a picture on your phone. Just be like, hey, let's keep an eye out for some deer on this trip. Here's what we can kind of like look for signs. Here's what deer scat looks like. So you prep them with a picture. All right. Prior to this, you've gone ahead a little ways in the trail and you either have milk duds or junior mints and you put them into a pile to make it look like deer scat. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you hike down the trail and as you approach, you're like, look, we found some. You lean down, you grab one, you say, there's only one way to confirm this is deer scat, and you eat one.
That's magical.
And you savor it.
And you just wash it around in your mouth. The whole thing. Maybe pop it out. Stick your tongue out. You know? Make them really just understand what's going on. Have you done this one yet? We should do that.
Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I'm going to do all these, man. So
dude, that
I'll,
would
I'll,
be
I'll bring them.
You should put the milk duds out and then... We should do it together to everybody.
Just yeah, it's better food. If somebody is like, dude, yeah, like deer scat. Like, are you sure about that? And then you just like grab one.
Carl, let's eat it and find out. And you're like, you know what? That's a great idea. On right three. Yep. And then we just do it. Just gobble it down. Just like you get half, I'll get half and just gobble it.
The key is you got to set up a camera for the reaction, right? That's the key.
We could always just be like, you know what? We're going to run ahead and do a quick clip, a little film clip.
No, no, no. I think you can sneak off and do that without us even saying anything,
so?
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, all right. There you go. So that's my, it's kind of one of my entry level ones. I got another entry level one, but what else you got?
I got the old, this one, I've seen somebody do this. Oh, I haven't seen it. I've read about somebody doing this, the glue in the sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So you put glue instead of sunscreen. So they're putting it all, you know, they're lathering glue and spreading it all over their body.
And you don't feel like that's mean spirited at all.
I think, well, no, because the glue is going to come off pretty easily.
Like Elmer's glue or super glue?
Yeah, like Elmer's glue or something. Not like super glue. Gorilla like Elmer's glue or something. I used to put Elmer's glue on my hands for fun and let it dry and then peel it off like in elementary school. That's where I was at. Or college, either way.
But, like rub them together to get like the, they look like glue boogers.
Yeah, like glue boogers. Yeah. Okay. No, you could like peel it off your palm. Anyway, whatever.
Did you eat paste when you were in elementary school?
No, but I knew a kid who actually sniffed the white out.
Okay. I ate the paste.
You ate paste?
Yeah, it kind of tasted good. Like first grade.
Okay, that's creepy. I used to eat pieces of paper.
You're saying I'm creepy? Okay, why? What's tasty about the paper?
Nothing. I just thought it was weird. I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. I'd just do it every now and then. Like a little tiny corner. I don't know. Weird. Yeah. Anyway, glue in the sunscreen.
Okay.
And let them slather that on.
So then they don't have sunscreen? Or how are you going to like, how is somebody going to overcome that?
Well, if you have a Rocky on the trip, he's going to have a full bottle. Okay. So he's going to have
everybody. Not everybody has that. This is for everybody.
No, I know. But the hard part about this one nowadays is it's like in a spray can bottle. So it's hard to do it.
It's hard to put the glue in the spray can bottle is what you're saying.
So, you'd have to like get, yeah. You'd have, yeah.
Is there aerosolized Elmer's glue?
I don't think so.
They have like 3M glue that's like aerosolized, but that's like super stick.
Yeah, that's super stick. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
So.
Don't do that to me. I don't want that one. That one's too mean.
Do you bring like a bottle of normal sunscreen? Some of you guys do.
I bring the travel size.
The hard part about it is you have to dig through their pack. And the best way to do that is probably like wait till they go like pit stop somewhere before the trip at the Quickie Mart and like dig through their pack for that sunscreen and go for it.
Right. Although, yeah, I thought you were going to say like when they're going to the bathroom like and they've left their pack like at camp or something, they're going number two. But then if that wouldn't work for you because you're going and looking for them.
Going and looking for them. Although, you know what you should do? You should bring an extra bottle, empty. And put their sunscreen in that. So after the prank, you can be like, all right, here's your sunscreen. I got your sunscreen.
Okay, I don't know what kind of sunscreen bottles you have. Mine has like a little squeeze hole that comes out of it. I'm not like refilling and unfilling bottles. Like,
you know, get your mini toothbrush water squeezable bottle and put it in that. You made fun of me for.
Why would I make fun of that? Okay.
I don't know. What do you got? What's your name?
Okay. All right, so this is, you can do this two ways. I've had this done to me two ways. One is, this is like, again, this is entry level, all right? So you hike ahead. So this is what, like, Tupperware might do this to me recently. You hike ahead, you hide, and then you jump out at somebody to scare them.
Okay.
Okay? Other thing you can do, you hike ahead, you hide, everybody passes you, and then you come up behind them. As if, like, you've never stopped hiking. Like, hey, how'd you guys get ahead of me? Just confuse them.
They're going to be like, you're dumb.
This is, like, for kids or for teenagers. Like, entry level. Entry level, man. Come on.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's the best one you get right there?
No. What else you got? Okay.
I've saved my good one for last. You wanted two to three. So
I got two more. That's all right.
Okay. I saved my best one for last. Now I was gonna do this, but I think you're too sensitive for it, so I didn't do it.
Well, I am about I don't want glue on my face, if that's what you're asking.
If glue's gonna bother you, then this would bother you for sure. Right. So I saw this actually on multiple YouTube videos of people doing this to each other on the trail. So I thought of this before I saw it on YouTube, but it was to fake the injury prank.
Wait, so then why did you watch it on YouTube if you already thought of it? What's this going to actually, how's this going to play out?
No, because I was looking for other pranks and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, these other people were doing the prank I wanted to do. And like, how did they do it? So my idea was to like get some fake blood from like a, you know, prop store, a costume store, like wherever. Mm-hmm. And I would like run up ahead or get up ahead somehow in a natural way. I'm not going to just be like, I'm going to go run ahead of everybody randomly, but just, naturally get ahead of everybody.
Yeah, because you're really fast. That would just be natural probably.
Super fast, super fast. So then I would wait till there's like a great spot where there's like a, maybe like a semi-jagged cliff or like a hill or something with some rocks that look really sharp. And I would get ahead and I would squirt some blood like on the rocks.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
And I would be laying
highly there inappropriate. Keep going.
I would be laying there with like blood all over me, I would make sure everybody else knew about it except you, and then I would be like, and have them all freak out and be like, dude. Have you like go up there. But I think you're too sensitive for it.
Told me about this years ago and I said no to this one. I said we're going over the line. And then especially if we had like different people in our group that maybe, I don't know, if they were in on it, that's one thing. But I could see somebody being like, what? Red button, press right away. And then like before you even like have a chance to be like, just kidding, you know, helicopter's coming.
Yeah, that's why you let everybody else know except you.
The guy that has the Garmin in reach. Nice.
Well, we make sure that Rocky's holding the Garmin.
Okay, so it's been confiscated from the person.
Rocky's like, dude, Carl, I will hold the Garmin in reach. You know, I'll give him some. He's good at like, I'll do it. No, let me have it. You know,
I would like to share that I came up with a title for this episode before hearing Derek's ideas, knowing that he would come up with mean trail pranks. I was correct.
What do you mean? You already knew this one, and you knew I would talk about it.
No, I actually didn't know you were talking about it. I was going to bring it up as an example of what not to do.
Well, that is what I almost did and chose not to because I have sensitive friends. Okay. So that's
all right. Well, weigh in. What do you think, folks? Is Derek's prank mean spirited or is it just all in good fun?
If everybody knows and thinks it's hilarious and it's all in good fun, it's like you're with your buddies who you've known forever.
I don't even need to repackage it. Just ignore anything I said. Listen to Derek's idea. What do you guys think?
Oh, boy. Here's the mockery. You know what? Just for your mockery level alone, I think everybody in the BB family will be like, you know what, Derek? You should do that to Carl. He deserves it a little
probably,
bit.
You're
for
probably
all
right.
Of his horrible
but
meanness.
It's not, okay, this is not just about what we're doing to each other. This is like we're suggesting to everybody else out there as well.
Well, you know, if you have that friend who's really annoying, like I do, Dan, this might be the trick for you. Might be the prank for you.
All right. Let's talk about the person who's on the trip that maybe gets a little bit too nervous about the sounds outside their tent.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
You can tape reflective circles to bushes nearby that are about the distance away from, you know, as if they're like eyes, like reflective eyes in the bushes. You can pre-download recordings of like growling sounds on your phone. Put your phone in the bushes. Have somebody peek out with their headlamp or their flashlight to see the reflective eyes. They call it eye shine in Derek's world. And
eye shine.
Eye shine. Yeah. If you've watched any Bigfoot documentaries, they're looking for eye shine. And kind of startle them a little bit. What do you think about that one?
I think it'd be better if you didn't use your phone. I think it'd be better
without the growling sounds.
Well, hear me out. Because the phone speaker is like, you know, I think people can distinguish. It sounds a little like mechanical. Maybe if you...
Yeah, I'm thinking like low volume.
What if you had like a Bluetooth
speaker? Yeah, Bluetooth is a good idea. I like that.
Like a Bluetooth speaker with really good sound, right? And then you put it in there and it had like that bassier sound. We had that one trip where we talked about this, heard a dog. Like a legit dog.
But that was a real dog. That wasn't a recording.
That was a real dog, right. But could we have like... I don't know. If there was a way to like amp that up and do it again somehow.
Mm. Yeah. The reason why that's a big deal is because it was barking in the morning in Yosemite where dogs are not allowed and there was nobody camped near us. So we had no idea where it was coming from.
Like a random stray dog.
Must have been like a loose dog that like got way up on the trail. I don't know.
Yeah.
So who knows? It freaked us out though.
That did freak us out.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. So, okay, so let me piggyback on your thought there, because if you're the kind of person that brings the Bluetooth speaker and just blares music out of your pack and really makes everybody happy around you, then you already have the speaker. You can kind of just add on to that with a little bit of tape, reflective tape.
A little bit of tape.
Yeah, reflective tape for the circles, the tape. Eyes, eye shine.
Is the eye shine that believable, though?
If you do it right, if you go to, like, you know, Michael's and not just Walmart.
Oh, wow.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And I was joking about the Bluetooth speaker. That's like the number one way to make everybody angry on the trail is blaring music.
That's all right. True.
Last one. This one, I think you gotta get somebody, either catch them off guard or somebody who's a little bit naive to the backcountry.
Yeah.
All right. Say, hey, and this one I feel like I could easily pull off. So you offer to filter somebody's water.
Here we go.
And then, so you filter their water, you get it, you know, you put it in their water bottle, and then you like spike it with a bunch of salt. Just pour salt, shake it up, okay?
Yeah.
While they're not looking.
Yeah.
Then as you're handing it back to them, just comment and be like, you know what? It's so weird that there's saltwater streams in these mountains here. And then just have them taste it. See if you convince them.
It's decent. It's decent. Okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
And you just pour it out, like you just refilter again. Okay. So since I like filter for everybody, this is easy for me.
Yeah, I knew you were going to come back to you with this one. I knew it was going to come back to you.
Because I filter water for everybody. This is the burden that I carry.
Okay, what happened last year? I required that everybody bring their own filter.
Oh, geez.
One guy brought a broken filter. One guy just chose not to. And then I filtered my own water. And then you commented, you're like, wow, Carl, way to just focus on yourself and do your own filtering for yourself over there.
That was on purpose.
I was like, we're supposed to. What the trip is all about.
That did not turn out the way I thought it would. I think I had like four people ask me to like,
can you filter my water?
Yeah. I became you.
I know.
I became you.
You did. Did you like it?
How did I become you and you got away with it? You had that, what was that, like shoddy looking, it was like a quarter.
It was a Solomon filter.
It was so small. And I think you did that on purpose.
Yeah, it worked great, man. I mean, it just, it didn't hold up. So it's like cheap, but for what I was using for that trip, it worked great. Lightweight.
And it was lightweight, small, and you're like, yeah, you know, this is
just for me.
You got away with it.
Yeah.
You got away with it. So if that's not a prank, I guess that's kind of a prank.
Wait, is bringing my own filter using my own
bringing filter? A dinky small filter that could only filter your water and lasted one trip. Okay. So the people were like, ooh, if I use his filter, it's going to take an hour and a half. Derek's got like two big ones over here. Let's go do that.
So I'm going to do it again, man. So just beware.
I'm not surprised.
So, all right. Okay. So if you had to sum up all the pranks, like what's a main takeaway, main theme takeaway from the whole conversation we just had?
Main takeaway is to have fun with your friends.
Okay.
The main takeaway is it can be a great way to bond with your friends. Because like, you know, after the trip, a lot of these trips we do, and it's like, you know, a lot of times you remember the silly things that happened or the things that went wrong or whatever. So those are the highlights. Stuff like that. So I think it can really add to I think it adds to the bonding experience of the trip, for sure. If you do it right.
That was actually well said, and mine is a lot more simplistic than yours.
Well, that's higher thinking and lower thinking.
Mine's more intentional, though. Mine is just don't put junk in my pack. Stop doing it. That's, everybody out there.
There you go. Sounds mature. Okay. Glad you have a hold of your emotions finally, and that's good.
All right. So let us know. Do you have a prank out there? Like none of the typical cliche pranks. Anything creative that we should mention on a future episode or try on our upcoming trip? We would love to hear whether, you know, it's YouTube comments, Instagram, email. We'll take whatever.
Anything.
Okay.
Like, who doesn't love a good prank story, right?
Yeah, exactly. As long as, for me, I'm not looking for mean spirit. I'm looking for just fun gotchas. So
I'm looking for whatever you can give me.
You're looking to upset people and traumatize them.
A little bit. No, I think it's, I could take that mean-spirited prank and then hopefully twist it into something beautiful, you know?
That doesn't even make sense.
I could turn that thorn into a rose, if you will.
Everybody believes you. Everybody does.
I'm sure they do.
I've got historical hoax trivia coming up right after this.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Will Cooper, host of HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from HuntStand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.
Are you beat up, extremely sore, or unusually exhausted after a day on the trail? Or like Derek, after 20 minutes? Then it's time to up your training game with Summit Strength. Our good friend Rowan will help you get fit, strong, and resilient so you can conquer any adventure. Summit Strength is backed by the four factors of success: expertise, training, accountability, and mindset. Rowan uses rock-solid evidence and years of experience to get you trail ready for all circumstances: rocky conditions, steep grades, sustained climbs. The link to your success is always in our episode description, but you can check out all the information you need at summitstrength.com.au/online. It's time to be strong and pain-free for your next adventure.
I'm going to try and fail this trivia because I know that you want me to do whatever. What was my punishment again?
We can talk about punishments again. Okay, yeah. So let's see. So my punishment, wasn't it, I got to like weigh packs on the trail and interview people like on camera?
Isn't you still, and you still, it's win-win for me, even if I lose trivia, because you still have to jump in a lake with everybody.
From last year.
Yeah, you didn't do your, you didn't do it, so.
Yeah, yeah. What was your, like, what was your thing?
Last year?
You had to, no, what's your punishment for this year?
Oh,
I know, it was, you have to like pass out Werther's Originals candies as if you're grandpa on the trail.
As if I'm a grandpa? So act like a grandpa?
Yeah.
That's correct. So I have to bring like a gray wig or something?
No, like you're just, your general behavior would fit the bill.
Okay, all right, I'll figure something out.
Okay, all right, so here we go. Historical hoax trivia, three questions. The second two are multiple choice. The first one's not, but it's so commonly known. I would be surprised if you, like, I'll even take like a description of it and that'll work.
All right, here we go.
Number one. In 1938, a radio broadcast caused a widespread panic in America. Name either the name of the story that was broadcast, the author, or what the broadcast was about.
A broadcast in 1938? Is this like World War II?
This is right, it's before,
right
no, before
that's,
World War II.
No, that was after that. That's right before World War II.
It has nothing to do with World War II.
It was something, isn't it?
Widespread panic. People are getting in their cars. They're driving away.
I think it was something. It was like an alien invasion or something, right?
Mars. There you go. War of the Worlds. Orson Welles.
Yes. War of the Worlds.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Close
Mars
enough.
Was
yeah.
invading New Jersey or something.
People believed it.
People totally. Believed it. I can see that.
Yeah. Just like they believe everything we say on the podcast. Well, very similar. Sense. Number two. So the rest of these are multiple choice. In 2009, a boy was hidden by his parents in the attic of their house. They claimed the boy was actually either A, in a hot air balloon that lost control and is floating aimlessly, B, kidnapped by Sasquatch in a recent visit to a forest in the Pacific Northwest, C, lost in another dimension from a portal that mysteriously opened in the pantry, or D, lost during an intense game of hide-and-seek.
These questions you have are just magical.
This is 2009. This is like relatively recent history. This made massive news, man, during your lifetime, during your golden years.
During my golden years. Okay, I'm going to say, oh gosh. So we had the balloon, the Bigfoot, the porthole, and what was the last one?
Hide and seek game.
Hide and seek. I want to say it was the balloon.
Correct. Balloon Boy. Balloon Boy. Yeah, they hoaxed everybody, and they were like, you know, where did Balloon Boy go? It was just this massive hoax. Like, because there's like a kid in a balloon. Yeah, it's freaks parents out. That was not a very nice hoax.
Ridiculous. Too far.
All right, number three. So you passed trivia, so this is a bonus one. In 1917, two young British girls were supposedly taking random pictures with a camera they were playing with in a garden. Mm-hmm. When the pictures were developed, there appeared to be some small creatures hanging out with them. What creatures? Ooh. A, leprechauns, B, sprites, C, hobbit babies, or D, fairies?
Wait, are sprites and fairies aren't like the same?
I think fairies like fly around, sprites just kind of run around.
Great description. Sprites run around, fairies fly around.
Isn't that right? Am I wrong?
I don't know what a sprite is. I don't watch Tinkerbell.
They're like the same size, but they just, I don't know if they interact at all.
It's got to be, sprites just seems too lame. It's got to be like fairies or something.
Fairies is correct. Dude, 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Hoax trivia, man.
And they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fairies.
Okay.
Little girls, fairies, you know. Makes sense.
Yeah, so they added it to the pictures afterwards. It was like before Photoshop, so it was very hard to manipulate. Oh. Somebody figured out a way, and they succeeded, and people were like, whoa, fairies are real.
That's
but they weren't.
Crazy.
Yeah, so that's, there you go, hoax.
I survived. That's good.
You did. Okay, we'll do an update on trivia maybe next episode. But you know what? You know what?
What?
That's all I got.
No tids. All right.
No tidbits.
Well, I got a bit for you. Guys, thank you for hanging out with us. Check out all the social media handles at backpackingblisterspodcast.com. And if you're telling me, this is what Carl thinks is a prank. If he's telling me like where he's going pee-pee-poo-poo, like that's not a prank. That's not a prank. We'll see you next time. I want to fly.
Hey everyone, Will Cooper here, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. Join us as we dive deep into the world of hunting and outdoor pursuits. We've brought together some of the most accomplished individuals in the industry to share their invaluable insights and experiences with you. But here's the kicker. It's not just about hunting tips and tactics. We're exploring how you can carve your own path, elevate your skills, and gain some wisdom from the best in the field. So whether you're a seasoned hunter looking to fine-tune your skills or a newbie eager to learn, our podcast has something for everyone. Stay tuned for more exciting guests and hotter topics. Don't miss out and subscribe to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast today and start making your mark in the great outdoors.
To go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.